9794, Ronnie and Maxine Johnson, west of Route 62, 2,000 feet south of Road 469, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel and a variance from the minimum lot size requirement.
Sir?
State your full name and address.
Ronnie L. Johnson, 22862 East Trap Pond Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. First off, I wasn't here to support M&H, but I'm glad I did because I've eaten there many times, and it's about the only place I know you can get chili and iced tea for $2.80, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm still happy I'll still be eating here. My name's Ronnie Johnson, and my case is pretty straight.
Okay.
I have two daughters that were born in Sussex County. They are currently employed in Sussex County. One of them has a business. Under the economics of the land, the cost of the land, I have this one-acre lot beside my house. It's very close to town limits. It's conducive to the area. There's lots around at 126, 85, different widths. And my request would be to subdivide that into 2 1/2-acre lots. Mm-hmm. As you'll notice in my application, I've already went to the trouble of getting septic approved for both of them, so it wouldn't be a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's approved for LPP or the Sand Mount.
Sand Mount.
I've talked to DelDOT. DelDOT, of course, I have to go through the procedures. You know, the $100 application fee. They have no problem with it.
Okay.
That's about it. Straightforward. I have applications from my neighbors or letters supporting. I've talked to different people. They have no problems.
All right, sir.
And my two daughters are back there waiting for the land.
Okay. All right, sir.
That's about it.
All right. Thank you.
Is DelDOT requiring a combined drive?
Yes, sir.
That you are?
Yeah, it's $100 application fee. Has to be filled out by a professional engineer. You know, the whole shoot match and mm-hmm. it'll be combined.
All right. Okay.
It's our intentions to build their own homes there?
More likely with the market, it'd be a modular.
Okay, but
you know,
for personal
use? Yeah, stick built, modular, you know, nothing, no double wide or anything like that. No, I don't want that by me. So.
But not for them to sell?
No.
Keep in mind, if it's a double wide, it would have to be.
No, I'm sorry, you said double. It's going to be more like a Kersey or something like that. Plus, they're going to sign something for me that if something does happen, that I'll have first rights and I'll get my money back for the land. Trying to cover all the bases.
Okay. But just, you know, so you'll know, to put a double wide on a parcel requires.
No, it won't be a double wide.
It requires 3/4 acre.
There'll be no double wide out there.
Let us know how that works, trying to get money back from your kids.
Well, you know, it's not the kids, it's not my daughters, it's the guy that might run off with the money. That's the I mean, I trust him with my life, but you know, hey, things happen. I had to work for a living, you know. That's my case, pretty straightforward. It's just an idea, two 1/2-acre lots, more than likely to put an LPP systems in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been informed that the land in behind me will eventually be in town limits.
Mm-hmm.
It's going towards Del Tech.
Oh, okay.
So there's supposed to be a sewer line being put in there from, not Del Tech, Sussex Tech.
Sussex Tech.
And they're going to eventually take in from where it's called Station Road, mm-hmm. Substation Road,
substation.
All the way into Georgetown.
Oh, okay.
So eventually, it might be a mute. If I waited 10 years, I'd probably be in town limits. But we don't want to wait. We'd like to get
it done now if you can and enjoy it.
Yep.
Okay.
You own Parcel 5 and Parcel 7?
The two adjoining properties.
Yes. Yes. Pie shape.
Yes.
You do own 7?
No, 7 is Johnny Peniel. I own 5 and 6.
Okay.
Mr. Peniel, he advised me if I'd had trouble with the, you know, the frontage, he would give me some off of his. But
so where right his now. Shop is, it includes the whole that whole parcel number 7.
That's Johnny Peniel's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's he works under a
neighbor.
Something he's he's got a business, but he's the only one employed and da-da-da and all that stuff.
Business?
Yeah.
Home business.
And is that pen you will sign?
Pen you'll sign.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, six is the one I want to subdivide.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have four letters.
Four letters in favor? Okay.
They're all...
Neighbors, right there, right?
Yeah, touch slips and property.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9794, as I don't believe it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood, his family. It is an odd-sized lot.
I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9794. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Case number